time for Happy Hour, and joining me this evening is Lauren Lister, host of The Capital Account on RT, and Mike Riggs, associate editor at Reason Magazine and Reason.com. I almost forgot your name for a second, excuse me. Okay, so we heard a lot about torture and waterboarding and how awesome a lot of the Republican candidates thought it was at the last debate, with the exclusion or exception of John Huntsman and Ron Paul. And now Representative Alan West has decided to join in the chorus, but he has a really good explanation for why we should waterboard.
Furthermore, in the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training, in survival, escape, resistance, and evasion training.
And she ended up with a much younger husband in real life, so
that's right.
It's related.
Oh.
Totally related. Totally related.
I just love it. This is how we try to sell torture to the American people. It's like, do you remember that one time in G.I. Jane?
And if Demi Moore can handle it, then anybody can. What's the big deal?
I sort of hope that Fox, like, next invites, like, Roman Polanski on to talk about the Penn State scandal. Because, like, I know Alan West has, like, never tortured anybody, but, like, shoving somebody's face in the sand and firing a gun right above their head to, like, terrify them, I don't know. I mean, he got in trouble for that, right? So,
yeah.
Not sure he's a great authority on the morality of torture.
No, he's definitely not. And that was just ridiculous. All right, let's move on. Budgeting gimmicks, we've heard a lot about them, and the sneaky ways that the super committee is actually trying to get out of having to do what they're supposed to be doing as a super committee, which is agreeing upon $1.2 trillion in cuts, whether it comes from actual cuts or revenues. And yesterday we were telling you about how they wanted to use war savings. Turns out that they might be changing that now.
Over in Washington, they're looking at a paltry little $1.2 trillion in shavings, I won't even call it savings. And what do we know? Do we believe they're going to come up with a deal? Because now they're saying it's not so much going to be a success as it's going to be a partial failure, which then they can call a success.
Anyway, she just repeated everything I did, but I'm no. So what the
she corroborated your claim.
The story today is that suddenly now they finally got it after a little bit of public anger that they can't just count a trillion in war savings that wasn't supposed to be spent in the first place, because we're not supposed to be an endless war, as something that they brilliantly came up with. And I think it's good.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like after reading this and seeing all this, accounting gimmicks are the new bailouts. They're the new tactics being used to paper over a house of cards that's gonna collapse, and it's what people are using now. You see it with the budget committee, you see it with Wall Street banks, okay? That's how they got their earnings this last earnings season. They all use these accounting gimmicks to get these gains. These are the new bailouts.
Yeah, I think so, except they're bailouts for, like, the U.S. government itself, so they don't really count. Also, I mean, it's like nobody has any interest whatsoever in trimming military spending. And I find it really ridiculous, this idea that just because we're not going to be spending it in Iraq and Afghanistan, that we're not going to be spending it at all. I mean, like, we clearly have an interest in sort of possibly invading Mexico and, you know, helping them fight the drug war.
Definitely, I mean, this bombing is bombing Iran.
Yeah, bombing it, bomb Iran, right? Yeah, we have a lot of stuff left to do with that money. So I would actually, I love the idea of, like, us not spending that on war elsewhere. I hate the idea of us spending it here. I hate the idea of spending any money at all, but, like, I just don't think it's, I don't even think it's true that we're not going to just move that money to some other military operation somewhere else in the world.
No, I completely agree.
Well, and the savings isn't even binding. It's literally, if this was based on what, you know, prior reports on this was, it's a CBO estimate that they just plugged in numbers. It's not based on anything. Nobody's bound to this.
And we've also seen Obama try to use it, Paul Ryan try to use the exact same thing. We're on to you. Basically, that's what I want to say. Let's move on to something far less mature and important for the country, but that's really affecting one mother in Colorado. Take a look.
A new store called Kids and Teen.
They have, like, little cuddly little stuffed animal backpacks.
And Erin French says she saw underwear.
Then we saw crotchless panties. And I was mortified. My first initial response was, am I really seeing that?
Here, I'll play it for you.
That, captured on cell phone video, is what French took as proof.
It looks like thong there until she opens it up and shows you that it's absolutely crotchless.
There's one, I've actually had that same demonstration done for me before at a nightclub recently. I don't know, it was, like, a lot better there than it was on that. But, yeah, we all know how...
This was, like, your visit to a strip club? Is that what you're telling me?
I've been single for, like, 3 weeks.
I would never.
No, not teenage. Those aren't teenage crotchless panties. Those are just crotchless panties.
They're being sold in a market that's called kid and teen. But regardless, what teenager is going to wear... I don't give you anybody who wears crotchless panties. I don't really see the point of crotchless panties.
Well, if they have them on their shelves, that you could deduce that they are...
You either don't wear underwear or you take them off. Why do you need fake underwear?
There's room for a middle ground in my point of view. Let's compromise here, Lona.
Way too worked up about crotchless panties, though. They've been cracking me up all day. Last story before we go is, for some reason, there is a people getting high on bath salts and doing weird stuff epidemic. First, there was a story of the guy that was found standing over a goat with a knife wearing a woman's lingerie. Now, this guy was on bath salts, and he broke into a family's home, put up Christmas decorations, and then plopped on the couch to watch television, and the 11-year-old boy found them. Really? Like, who's going to... You could break in and decorate their house with Christmas decorations?
This is so offensive. This country has totally given up on celebrating Thanksgiving. That guy went...
because it just went right back to Thanksgiving.
He should have been building a cornucopia in their house, you know? Or, like, tracing his hand and then painting it and putting it up on the wall. But no, we have totally given up on Thanksgiving. We've totally given up on our heritage. And we go straight to Christmas in the beginning of November. And this is outrageous. I hope they lock him up for life.
If this is the new drug, too, this seems really conducive to weird stories, which would be really great for you and a benefit to happy hour, because these are, like, the most bizarre drug stories we've heard in a long time.
It's... I mean, I think it's horrible, you know, if people are getting so...
It's not horrible.
I think
it's
shows how broke this country is. No, I think it shows how broke we are because people can't even afford meth, which is like the cheapest drug. They're instead snorting bath salts.
Well, you can buy bath salts.
Aren't cheap, you know.
I mean, the difference is you can buy them at truck stops and you don't have to go into the bathroom to do it. And I think that's why more people are using bath salts.
How do you know they sell bath salts at a rest stop?
At truck stops, because sometimes I drive on the interstate for.
All right, guys, I gotta wrap it up.